Timmins is once again taking steps to plan for a new facility featuring a multi-pad arena, event center and pool. Timmins Council has given the green light to a $115,000 contract to have Sierra planning and management plan for a recreation complex that could include two ice pads, a pool, and more. Before the item was approved, councilors clarified the cost and if previous design work will be used in drafting the plan. Having Sierra create the conceptual design means the city has a document in hand to lobby for cash for the project from upper levels of government. The facility is the main recommendation in the recreation master plan that was updated in 2023. The concept is for a multi-pad arena with an event center-style bowl arena with a seating capacity of 3,000 to 4,500 people, a second ice surface, a pool and other recreational amenities such as a walking path. A site for it has not been chosen. The city's last recreation master plan was in 2013, said Clerk Steph Palmatier. For the 2014 to 2018 council term, a new modern aquatic center and multi-use facility was a contentious topic, sparking multiple heated debates. In 2018, Council of the Day approved the engineering designs for a $48 million facility, which meant that the city would be ready if funding came up. A municipal election later that year saw a change in the mayor's seat and the project fell to the wayside. Ward 2 Count. Lauren Feldman said residents consistently ask if previous plans are being incorporated into the new work. For the updated recreation plan, Palmatier said the consultant went through the 2013 recreation plan and projects that were completed in the last 10 years, fell away. Through the community consultations, the consultant built on the previous plan. One of the key recommendations a decade ago was also a multi-use recreation facility. But at the time, there wasn't an opportunity for the significant funding dollars that are required to proceed with it, so it never progressed at that point, said Palmatier. If you recall, we had a rather contentious term of council when we were discussing a swimming pool for the whole term. And yes, so even that document has been built upon and will be utilized as we move forward with the conceptual design for this new facility. Count. John Curley asked to clarify what the $115,000 plan includes, hoping it's for the whole report and not stages of it. The cost is for Phase 1, said Palmatier. The price tag for Phase 2 depends on what sites are chosen as potential locations. If sites that already have engineering and geotechnical surveys completed are looked at, the cost will be lower. For locations that don't have that work done, Palmatier said the cost estimate is $50,000 each for geotechnical, engineering and environmental assessments. The work approved this week is in line with the 2024 capital budget, which includes $154,500 to advance the project.